Hollywood's portrayal of science in the movies may ebb and flow like the tides, but reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff always knows the best time to catch a wave. Hear what he thinks of The Breakers in the thriller Woman in Black.
As Halloween approaches, I thought it would be fun to look at a thriller available on DVD so that students and teachers could watch it at home. The Woman in Black, starring Daniel Radcliffe, fits that description nicely, and though its setting in Edwardian England may put off a few teens, it has some interesting earth science that teachers can use in the classroom. Radcliffe plays Arthur Kipps, a young London lawyer sent to the north of England to examine the papers of a recently deceased client. Kipps is himself a widower, as his wife died giving birth to their son, Joseph, who is now 4 years old. Upon Kipps' arrival in the village near Eel Marsh House, he receives a very cold reception, and the local lawyer tries to dissuade him from even visiting the house. But Kipps goes anyway, and he reawakens the spirit of a woman who committed suicide at Eel Marsh House at some time in the past. Now, I won't give away key plot points here, but Kipps' exploration of paperwork is soon overshadowed by the deaths of several local children in quite mysterious circumstances. Eel Marsh House is built on a tidal island, that is, an island that is only cut off from the mainland by high tide. There are a number of real places like this around the world, many in the United Kingdom, though one of the most famous is in France. Mont Saint-Michel, just off the coast of Normandy, can be reached on a causeway that is dry at low tide and nearly covered at high tide. The Woman in Black was filmed in part on the causeway that connects Ossey Island to the mainland in Essex, England. The fact that Eel Marsh House is periodically cut off from the village is important in the film and gives teachers a chance to discuss real tidal variation and periods. Students may have heard that the moon causes the tides, but unless you've lived near the ocean and paid close attention, the details may well be surprising. Tides are complicated by local conditions, though the mechanism is fairly simple. The moon exerts a gravitational force on the Earth, and that pulls water on the oceans toward the moon, causing high tide on the side of the Earth facing the moon. That water had to come from somewhere, so when the tide is high in England, for example, it is low in Louisiana and Bangladesh, that is, places one quarter of the way around the world from England. High tide in England also corresponds to high tide on the other side of the globe, in the Pacific Ocean near Fiji. Since the Earth turns on its axis once every 24 hours, and the moon goes around the Earth once every 28 days, high and low tides are not exactly 6 hours apart, as the moon is in a slightly different place every time the Earth turns once. At new moon and full moon, the gravitational forces of the moon and the sun combine to make tides larger. At the first and last quarter of the lunar cycle, the difference between high and low tide is the smallest, because the moon and sun are pulling at right angles to each other. I spent a year living on a tidal estuary, and that really brought the reality of tides home to me. The Woman in Black is a spooky thriller with the right dark and rainy feel for Halloween. Check out the online version of this column for some household chemistry brought up in the film as well.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
The Spectre of Darkness. The Woman in Black.